Also hardened themselves, Tiger Brands recalling more than 600 million rands worth of canned vegetables as a result of leaking tins. 20 million Coo and Hugo's canned vegetable products are being withdrawn over safety concerns. It's about 9% of total annual production. Chief Executive at Tiger Brands, Noel Doyle, is with us. And it comes down to not that many cans affected that you've been able to trace so far, Noel, but you can't be going through the same sort of trials and tribulations, of course, that you had in your meat processing plant a while back and all of the allegations of food poisoning from that. So you're being extra cautious, it would seem.
Well, good evening, Bruce, and good evening to your listeners. Bruce, I think you're absolutely right. It's probably a tiny, tiny amount of cans, and as we, I think, have pointed out, you know, there's no evidence. We certainly haven't had any consumer complaints around this issue, nor have we in our trade inspections found any of those sort of leaking cans out there. But at the end of the day, even a small number of cans times a small probability of contamination times a small probability that a consumer doesn't actually see it manifest when they open the product is too high a probability when you look at the potential for injury or damage to a consumer, and that's why we've made this decision.
What is the risk? I mean, you've got leaking cans. I suppose if stuff can get out of the cans, bacteria and other bad things can get in.
That's absolutely right, Bruce. You know, even though these are real sort of pinhole leaks, the possibility of some kind of microbial contamination, depending on, you know, the circumstances in which the cans are stored, and then almost all potential contaminants will manifest itself. The can would bloat, and you would see that the can is out of shape, or there would be a smell or an appearance that looked unpleasant. But we can't guarantee that for all of the potential contaminants, and therefore there still remains a very small residual risk, you know, that a consumer could eat something and be harmed by it, and that's why we have to take this step.
Do you destroy all of the recalled cans, or can you go through manually and check each one and then release those that are safe for consumption back into market?
Yeah, unfortunately, Bruce, at this point in time, our first intention is just to get all the cans back. Then we are going to look at whether there's any technology available to us to assess the cans in terms of this specific defect that we're talking about. If we can't do that, we will probably have to find a way to destroy the product, because the challenge, as we've seen from our own sort of transport test, is a can that looks good today, if it's got this specific cold well defect, if you transport it in the future, that defect may manifest itself in that leak, and therefore we can't take that chance. So what we have to try and do is to see if there is a way of identifying the cans. You know, X-ray technology, unfortunately, doesn't work well with a can that's already full of product. So we are scouring the globe, because it would be a terrible thing to destroy, you know, food that is 99.999% safe in a country that faces the challenges that we've got. But ultimately, we have to make sure that we do the right thing by our consumers.
And your tin supplier, your can supplier, I'm sure stiff emails have been exchanged.
Look, I think it's fair to say, you know, we have a relationship with this supplier going back a number of years. And I have to say that they've been very open and transparent. And our engagements so far have been non-legalistic in nature. They've all been around jointly working to get to the bottom of the problem and to make sure that the steps that we take are the right steps for the consumers. You know, what happens going forward, you know, would be conjecture, but so far it's been nothing but a collegial partnership relationship to solving the problem.
So no plans to can the can supplier just yet?
I think that's a fair comment, Bruce, yeah.
Noel Doyle, thank you very much indeed. Chief Executive at Tiger Brands this evening, being super cautious. Don't want to go down that particular slippery slope of contaminated food getting into the market. Not this time.